about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which are above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth," and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth," and it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I've given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Father, we thank you for your precious and powerful word. And Lord, we thank you for this wonderful chapter that you used to introduce your wonderful book, the Word of God. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that your word is counsel that guides us, empowers us, and instructs us how to walk and live in such a way that we honor you and that we glorify you. Father, more and more empower us to be a people that more and more fall in love every day more so with you and your word, and help us to recognize the blessing and the glory and the honor of walking in the wisdom of your word each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today to lift high your name, to exalt you, to praise you. You are such a wonderful God, to stoop down and care for us the way you do. We look back on our Christian life and see your faithfulness year after year, your loving kindness, the mercies that we wake up to each morning. Thank you, God. We praise you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. We're blessed and honored to have with us in studio today Dr. Michael Brown. Dr. Brown is the host of a nationally syndicated talk radio show, The Line of Fire, The Line of Fire, which also airs on the NRB TV network. He's the author of many, many books, two of which include Can You Be Gay and Christian and Outlasting the Gay Revolution, and a host of other books as well, and he holds a doctorate in Near Eastern Languages. Dr. Brown, welcome to the Hour of Intercession.
Great to be with you, Thomas. Thank you.
Great to have you. And it's Joseph. you're probably thinking Thomas in Scripture there. So, but great to have you with us today. And it's been a little while, but it's good to have you back with us.
Been a little while, but I distinctly remember the show, even though I got the name wrong.
But we're honored to have you, though.
So. Yeah, I remember the show, though, because you know I do tons of interviews,
right.
But your show was unique.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit in it, the your approach to God and the Word and the nature of the show is unique. So I distinctly remember it, and I won't get the name wrong again.
All right. But we're glad to have you. And, of course, you also are the host of this powerful documentary that American Family Studios produced, In His Image. So as we start off, I'm going to ask if you'll take a couple moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners, and then we want to really get into talking about the movie In His Image.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a Jewish believer in Jesus, came to faith in 1971. At that time, I was playing drums in a rock band, 16 years old, heroin shooting, LSD using, Jewish hippie rock drummer. Hmm. I got radically born again. And my dad said, it's great you're off drugs, but we're Jews, we don't believe this. Brought me to talk to the local rabbi who said, you're a very sincere young man, but you don't even know Hebrew. How can you tell us what to believe? So that led me into Hebrew studies and my academic career and the scholarly academic work that I do. But my heart has always burned to see the church revived and the Great Commission fulfilled. So for many years, I've given myself to spiritual renewal in the church and to missions around the world. But out of that, out of a desire to see an awakened church, you look at the world around you and you get tremendously burdened over the state of the society, and you know that the church is supposed to make a difference in this world in which we live. So that got me involved with moral, cultural issues. And then in 2004, quite out of the blue, God began to burden me about homosexual activism. I don't come out of homosexuality. I've never had a burden to specifically reach out to the gay-identified community. But I realized that this was the great challenge for our generation, that these issues were confronting our children in school, workers on their jobs, university studies, the courts, big business. So I knew this was important, but I also knew that God was not just looking at issues, but at people, and that I needed to have his heart for the people involved. It wasn't just an agenda we were fighting, but there were people that God cared for. And the Holy Spirit laid in my heart in early 2005, reach out and resist. Reach out to the people with compassion. Resist the agenda with courage. And that's how I got on the front lines of this years back. And I remember people saying, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time with this? There are other people doing this. Because that's what I'm thinking. You've got American Family Association. You've got Focus on the Family. Mm-hmm. You've got the Family Research Council. You've got the voices like Chuck Colson. And what do you need me for? I'm not trained in this. I don't have background in this. But I felt the Lord saying, no, this is all hands on deck. This mm-hmm. is a matter of everybody has to get involved with this one. So I've given myself to that over these years. And when AFA reached out to me about hosting this documentary, honestly, I didn't even really pray about it. I knew, no, I got to do this. This is very important. I've got to be involved.
Well, praise God. Well, as we start, Dr. Brown, I want to ask if you'll specifically pray for believers to have ears to hear what the Lord would say to them about our broadcast today, and then because there are those listening, some of which have taken the time to watch the film, but then there are many who've not watched it yet. And some might think, well, I don't really think I need to see it. There are others that need to see it. But in reality, just like you mentioned, God wants to use all of us to help address this issue in whatever way he's calling us to. So would you pray for believers to have ears to hear whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Father, people are listening now because they plan to. Others just happened on this broadcast. Either way, Lord, you've ordained it. You've set it up. You set up this moment right now where they are in their own lives. I ask you, Father, to give them ears to hear, to give them a heart to receive. Lord, for some, it's going to be a matter of hope. For others, it's going to be a matter of conviction. For others, it's going to be a matter of confirmation. And yet for others, it's going to be the difference between life and death in the most literal way. So I pray, Father, that you'd guide my brother, that you'd guide me, that the words that we speak would be words of spirit and words of life, that they would bring transformation, encouragement, life, freedom, salvation, deliverance, hope, and blessing to everyone that listens, listening live and listening in the days and months ahead. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, Dr. Brown, as we get into talking specifically about In His Image, what would you say? You already shared about how you kind of got plugged in and got involved, but what's unique about this project that might be different from others that you're aware of that are out there?
Yeah, there are some great testimony videos where different people who've come out of homosexuality or who once identified as transgender share their stories. Very, very powerful. There are some that are going to focus more on scripture. This one, in a unique way, combines several different things. It combines the reality of what's happening in the culture around us. So it's somewhat jarring to see, and very, very graphically laid out powerfully by the producers and director, what's happening in society around us. But then what does the word say? What does it mean to be created in his image? Look, I've been studying scripture almost 50 years now, and I learned listening to the different guests, just insights. Yeah, from Genesis 1. Yeah, I never looked at it like that. From Genesis 2. So it's theologically rich and clear. Then the powerful testimonies, gut-wrenching, moving, emotionally powerful, spiritually edifying testimonies, with a special emphasis on the transgender issue, which has become the great, great controversy of our day. Candidate Joseph Biden has said that transgender rights, they are the civil rights issue of our day. This is front and foremost in so many eyes. So it hits on those things. So it combines solid theology, awareness of what's happening in the culture around us, and powerful testimonies. It's an hour and 43 minutes, so it's rich. And the responses we're hearing from people, I tweeted out a link again, everyone watched. Someone tweeted back, this is the most important film today. I'm going to my pastor to ask for a showing in our church.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, something that comes to my mind immediately, Dr. Brown, I want to talk about briefly, and we'll probably pick up on the other side of the break as well. I had the privilege of being a part of the prayer team that prayed over it over a period of many months. And, you know, that's one of those realities that in the kingdom of God, it's so important for us to understand that what's important is what the Holy Spirit does. That's always the key. What is the Holy Spirit doing? And of course, through prayer, we can saturate something with the Holy Spirit. And God gives us that privilege of joining him in doing such a thing. And I really believe that's one of the keys why it's such a powerful tool. Of course, it's wonderful. It's artistic. It's wonderful. It's powerful. But the Holy Spirit was really poured into it through prayer. And as you mentioned, some wonderful testimonies of how people have been touched by the power of the Spirit through it. So we'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Dr. Michael Brown, who is the host of In His Image. We'll be right back.
Into the deepness, oh, when I've exhausted all my ways, all my ways, and all the noise begins to fade. It's you, then everything else just falls in line. You, you will always hold this heart of mine. It's you, it's you, Lord, it's you, then everything else just falls in line.
The music of Toby Mac, It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Dr. Michael Brown, and he is the host of the powerful documentary In His Image, produced by American Family Studios. And Dr. Brown, again, you know, we're encouraging all of our listeners to go to watch it for free online. Go to inhisimage.movie, and you can watch it there for free. Again, inhisimage.movie. But also, we're inviting you to partner with us and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us spread this powerful message by donating a gift of any amount and receive the two-disc In His Image DVD set. You can share the full-length documentary with your friends and family, fellow members of church or anyone else, and explore over 3 hours of special features on Disc 2 that includes deleted scenes, extended interviews, and biblical answers to commonly asked questions. And your gift helps AFA to share the redemptive hope of the gospel presented in this powerful documentary, In His Image. We hope that you'll do that. And Dr. Brown, before I kind of toss it back to you, I want to share just a powerful testimonial that was sent in to us from someone who watched it. These are the words of one individual that watched the movie very recently. It says, "My immediate review after watching was, I am almost speechless, but I have to type something here. The documentary is everything. Jesus, I thank you for empowering everyone involved in this project to speak boldly your truth and for your power that radically transformed every former LGBT member in this documentary. I'm in tears at your love and redemptive power. I am so full. I pray this film goes viral, Lord, unto your glory. The devil is a liar. You are so good, Father. I will follow you forever. So emotional right now. Please watch this film and share with everyone you know. My God." One of many testimonies that we've received. But I'm going to let you pick up where you left off there. Again, there were so many issues that you've touched on already. If you'll pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so you were mentioning being part of the prayer team that prayed over this for months before it came out. And you and I know that when something is anointed by the Holy Spirit, simple words, a simple song, a simple truth can change everything.
That's right.
I remember years ago a leader telling me that he knew someone that started to preach the sermons of a famous man of God from the past, just reading them. And he said, "How come they're not having the same impact?" He said, "Because you don't have the same anointing." So we know that truth is truth. But when it's kind of pulled back, that bow of truth is pulled back, and that arrow is then shot out, it has more holy force and impact. So there's something about the movie. It's not just captivating in an emotional way or in an intellectual way, although there's intellectual truth and emotionally moving stories, but the Holy Spirit is behind it. And I want to go all the way back to where we started. As you were reading Genesis 1 with that quiet music playing in the background, for part of the time I had my eyes closed, and it was just kind of going back, like the video itself, the movie itself starts with a young lady just walking through the forest, and what does it mean to be created in God's image? She's going to be doing a Bible study and thinking about it. And just was reminded of how good God is. Mm-hmm. And when he started everything, it was perfect.
That's right.
That his ways are best. That the problems we have as a human race are the problems of our own making. Mm-hmm. That ultimately the world has fallen, and the pain that we're in, and the broken families, and the broken lives, and the sexual confusion is due to us straying from God's ways. Because what he does is good and wonderful. And so a major part of this video is to lay out God's blueprint. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years ago, I finished a commentary on Job after many, many years of studying the text. And when God answers Job at the end of the book, he doesn't answer his fundamental questions about justice in the world, but he presents himself as a God not just of majesty and power, but of a God who in the smallest details created this world. And even out in a wilderness, pours out water so the plants can have rain where there's no one even to see it. Mm-hmm. And he made us the same way meticulously as human beings, our bodies, our minds, our DNA formed us in a particular way and made a man a certain way and a woman a certain way with this intent of bringing the two together. And when we deviate from that, or when our emotions or desires deviate from that, we get off the path, off the track. But by God's grace, there can be restoration, there can be hope. And for everyone that watches in his image, there's great encouragement. We're hearing from so many already. They're encouraged just by watching it to know that change is possible.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you just touched on a few moments ago, what is so important is to understand the Holy Spirit is God.
Yes.
And he can touch and transform the hardest heart, or hardest person, and he can bring healing, restoration. And, you know, I think of this, too, in relation to the Genesis chapter 1 that we read. And just as you touched on, it's a wonderful story. It's a story that believers should read often because this is the first chapter in God's book. And this is how God introduces himself by telling us about his creation. And, of course, he includes the fact that he made us male and female. So that's very significant. His whole book is introduced with a chapter that tells us how he made us and how sad it is that we would try to take God's masterpiece and mess with it or pervert it.
And you know what often happens? We get caught up in questions about science and Genesis 1. And they're logical questions because this is about creation. So how does creation jive with our science right now in the 21st century, in the 15th century, in the year 1000, in the year 100? It's perfectly natural that we have that discussion. And it's a good discussion to have. But that's not primarily why it's there. It's not primarily to talk about science. It's primarily to talk about God and his ways. And you mentioned the power of prayer, the power of conviction. When I was a non-believer and partying as a kid, you know, 14, 15, 16, getting high, going to rock concerts, playing in a rock band, I was enjoying my life. I was not in jail. I was not strung out. I started selling drugs, so I had money for more drugs. And I thought I was actually pretty cool living the way that I was living. And I seemed to be more popular than I was before and all of this. Then some people started praying for me. I didn't know them. I had met them at a church service once, but I had no idea they were praying for me. I had no idea this was going on. And I would lay in bed at night, and literally 1 week earlier, I'd be high on drugs, thinking about all of my evil ways, stealing money from my own father, lying to my friends, and thinking, boy, am I clever. Now I'm laying in bed. I want to sleep and I can't because I am so conflicted on the inside. How could I be such a wicked, miserable person? And I didn't know what it was. I thought I have to change drugs so I can sleep better, whatever. But it was the Holy Spirit bringing me under conviction. And then when God delivered me, I was pretty much overnight set free from drugs and using the needle and all of this. So If we you have regular listeners, Joseph, and they're used to praying with you, but I want to encourage everyone again. Your prayers make a difference. And sometimes we're praying for big situations, and God does not just take away our free will; He works on our wills. I want folks to recognize that every prayer prayed in faith, in accordance with the will of God, makes a difference. Look at it like we're chopping down a giant tree. You may not see results, but every time you swing that axe, something's happening. Every time, whether it's driving in your car or getting alone in your prayer closet and lifting your voice to God, He hears and He answers, and things are happening in the lives of those we pray for.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Bryant, would you take a moment now specifically to pray? You know, we have some people that are regular listeners, but of course, the nature of radio. Some people have found us by accident, had no intention of listening, but the Holy Spirit's talking to them now that maybe they were in a similar situation to where you found yourself before you got saved. Would you pray for those listeners?
Father, it's not coincidence that folks who are struggling, folks who are addicted, folks who have no idea such a program even exists, that they're listening to us right now. But Lord, you know them right now. You see them. You're looking at them. Your attention is on them. Every wrong, unclean thing they've done, even the things they've done in secret that no one knows, you know, you see, they stand guilty in your sight, and yet you sent your Son to die for them so that they could be forgiven. He took their place. And I pray right now that they would come to the end of themselves, that they would stop running, stop making excuses, stop blaming others. They'd come to the end of themselves, and they would look to you and cry out to you for mercy, forgiveness, freedom, deliverance, and that today would be the beginning of a life, a new life of freedom in you. Father, I ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Again, to everyone that's listening, we're encouraging. If you haven't already, take time to go and watch In His Image. You can find it. Visit inhisimage.movie. Again, inhisimage.movie. We're encouraging you to watch it, but also email it and encourage family members, friends, fellow church members, other people that you know to watch it as well. In fact, we're encouraging you to become a part of our promotional Kingdom Army that helps get the word out. Again, it's a wonderful Kingdom tool, the movie In His Image, and we'd encourage you to share with others then. Again, that's inhisimage.movie. Well, Dr. Brown, you wrote a book not long ago entitled Jezebel's War with America. And in what ways would the topic of that book relate to this movie, In His Image?
Boy, it really does. And I'm so glad that you asked. So here's the thesis behind Jezebel's War with America, that there was this ancient queen in Israel's history almost 3,000 years ago named Jezebel, and she personifies wickedness, and it seems evident by the control she had, the power she had, that she was demonized, that she was backed by the enemy himself. And in Scripture, she leads God's people into idolatry. Mm-hmm. She's associated with sexual immorality and witchcraft. We know that in the ancient world, with idol worship, there is also sacrificing of babies to idols. We know that she intimidated by fear and that she silenced the prophetic voices. So we then see 2,000 years later, Jesus makes reference to a woman in the New Testament, a false prophet, and he calls her Jezebel. So obviously the same demonic spirits that operated through the first woman operated through this woman, and she's also associated with sexual immorality and idolatry. So I began to see, it's kind of like the veil was lifted and suddenly it was there, that I saw so many of the great problems happening in America. And you realize, wait, these are all related, connected. And that same spirit of Jezebel, not meaning the person, not meaning the ghost of the woman, but rather those same demonic powers that operated through these Jezebels of the past were operating today. The turning of the nation away from God to idols, the baby-killing spirit. We're not talking about a 14-year-old girl who got raped and is in terror and fear of telling her parents and secretly gets an abortion. We have tremendous compassion on someone like that. I'm talking about the Shout Your Abortion movement, the women scratching at the doors of the Supreme Court during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. So idolatry, baby-killing spirit, sexual immorality, the epidemic of porn on internet, something we've never had to deal with like this in human history before. The emasculating of men, that's something else that she did. The emasculating of men in our culture, the silencing of the prophetic voices, the intimidating by fear, all these things happening, you realize, wait, this is a common demonic core here. Well, something else with the emasculating of men and the masculizing of women, you have an attack on gender itself. So this very idea of being created in His image and the male-female distinction, the Jezebelic attack comes against that as well. It's interesting if you look at now the riots and the protests. So we move away from the very valid issue of the treatment of blacks in America and the very valid issue of racial equality and reconciliation. We move away from that and we look at the BLM movement. So the founders of it, not just trained Marxists, but two of the three openly identify as queer. And what do these ladies want? They're radical feminists. So that's part of the whole Jezebel. I mean, Jezebel is like the premier prototypical feminist. But not only that, you also have them saying we want to disrupt the Western nuclear family.
Right.
I mean, so this very thing, that the attack on the foundations, the attack on male and female, he created him, and marriage as God intended it, family as God intended it, gender distinction as God intended. This is a real target of Jezebel. So it's no surprise that all these things come together at the same time. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's so clear in this society. The good thing is it's kind of unveiled. It's come to the surface under the Trump presidency for various reasons, it's come to the surface. We see what we're battling, which means that as much as we want to fight battles in the courts and the political system and other things, ultimately this is a spiritual battle that must be fought.
Mm. And the most accurate way to see it is from a kingdom perspective, obviously, though, because, you know, I think of from time to time, you see people that maybe they're not saved, but they seem to have some right ideals, but they seem to be powerless. And the reality is that without the help of the Holy Spirit, you can't battle this.
Yeah, exactly. Our ultimate battle, we all know the words from Ephesians 6, those of us who are familiar with Scripture, that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but with spiritual powers in heavenly places, with principalities, with Satan himself. The Word of God tells us to resist the devil. Not that we're all doing hand-to-hand combat with him, but with spiritual forces. And look, I did not go personally. I didn't go through a program to get free from drugs. I encountered the Lord, and the Holy Spirit set me free. And Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And in his image, you'll encounter people who have been set free from deep, lifelong traumas. Mm-hmm. Jesus really sets us free. Satan has been defeated.
Amen. We'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Dr. Michael Brown. We'll be right back.
You're the one who walked on water, and you calm the raging seas. You command the highest mountains to fall upon their knees. You're the one who welcomes sinners, and you open blinded eyes. You restored the brokenhearted, and you brought the dead to life. Forgetting all our sins, you remember all your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing.
Music of Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, we thank you once again for every believer listening, and thank you for your Holy Spirit that's able to help us to see and help us to hear what you'd have us to hear in order to go out and be a vessel you can use to help spread truth. Lord, help us to make it a priority to take this film in his image and to both watch it and encourage others to watch it and to share with others so that they too can be touched in the ways you wish that they would be. Thank you for the opportunity for every listener to get involved in promoting this powerful kingdom tool. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, we're encouraging, if you haven't watched the American Family Studios documentary In His Image yet, please go to inhisimage.movie and watch it. And then we'd ask that you'd pray and ask the Lord to guide you so far as who he'd have you to forward it to so that they too can watch it and be touched by it as well. Our in-studio guest today is Dr. Michael Brown, who serves as the host of In His Image. Dr. Brown, in this last segment, I want to ask you this question specifically. You do a lot of debates, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, you've been in many debates dealing with the issue, in relation to gay-affirming theologians as well, on these topics. What do you see as the number one obstacle that keeps people from accepting the truth about this and as it relates to issues you dealt with in such debates?
Yeah, the number one issue is experience. Mm-hmm. In other words, that people would say, I tried to change and I couldn't. And when I looked at Scripture again and I saw, you know, love does no harm to its neighbor, and I saw that trying to change was harming me, it was making life more difficult for me or inflicting pain on me. Then they go and look at Scripture through different eyes. For example, someone grows up in the church. They love the Lord in an early age. When they go through puberty, they start to realize they're different than their friends because their friends are attracted to the opposite sex and they're not. So they figure, well, I'm just so spiritual, I don't even think about that. Then to their shock, they realize they're attracted to the same sex. They're too ashamed to tell anyone. That you can't tell their parents. Their parents will be disappointed. Their youth pastor will kick them out. You know, that's what they're afraid of. So they keep it to themselves. They struggle for years. They cry themselves to sleep for God to change them. Nothing happens. They quietly go to some service, a deliverance service. Maybe I have demons. You know, they try everything. Nothing works. They get online. They start searching. And then they see gay Christian? What's this gay Christian? You can be gay and Christian? And they begin to read. You know, you've been reading the Bible wrongly. The Bible was misused to support slavery. It was misused to support segregation. It was misused to support the suppression of women. You're misusing it. You're misunderstanding it as well. And here's what happens. It's a subtle process, but mm-hmm. I watched it happen with people. That rather than looking at their sexuality through the lens of Scripture, they now look at the Scriptures through the lens of their sexuality. Mm-hmm. And that experience now pushes them in a way to reread, reinterpret the Bible. Someone posted a review of my book, Can You Be Gay and Christian, the other day, and it was attacking me, you know, saying mm-hmm. it's very nice and loving, but it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And he says, look, I've read the Bible enough to know that it condemns homosexual practice. But that's the thing. Christianity changes. And so in other words, yeah, the Bible's clear, but we've changed. We've evolved from these things. We no longer understand it like that. Well, at least that was honest enough to say it. Others, in the midst of struggle, just look at it differently. And look, I know I've been on fast sometimes where I felt the Lord wanted me to fast a certain amount of time. But when the fast was very difficult, I kind of changed the target date. You know, it's like, well, maybe the Lord wants me to. If I could just do that during a fast, think of when it's your whole life, when you've been convinced for 15 years that you're trapped in the wrong body. It's an agony I can't relate to. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to see how someone could reread the Bible in the light of their experience. But the whole key to their freedom is to accept God's truth as truth. Mm-hmm. Rather than changing the word, let the word change us.
Mm-hmm. You know, what you're sharing just reminds me of the fact that, you know, just from the very beginning, Adam and Eve were in perfection and in perfect freedom. And it's when the devil challenged the word of God and encouraged them just a little bit. Well, did God really say? And they deviated from the word of God and all their problems started. And it seems that his tactics, his basic tactics, haven't changed.
Yeah, and what was his question? Did God really say? Did God? The Hebrew is actually, it's mm-hmm. to challenge it, to translate the exact way Martin Luther once said, it's like the devil kind of lifts up his nose, like, oh, yeah, rush, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. kind of a snobbery. Mm-hmm. But that's really what did God really say? Mm-hmm. Is that what it means? No, mm-hmm. no. Oh, no, see, the church is just trying to keep you down. No, see, religious leaders. So now you're going to question the motivation,
right.
Challenge that, as opposed to God's ways are good. He said what he said for the best. And mm-hmm. and I've read the testimonies of so many ex-gays. Some of them went literally from homosexual to heterosexual. Some mm-hmm. over many years of counsel and prayer. Some supernaturally delivered almost overnight. Others saw a lessening in homosexual attraction to the point they could develop healthy heterosexual relations. And others had not seen a lessening in attraction yet, but they love Jesus. And they say, my life is full. I'm having a blessed, full life, walking with the Lord, saying no to things that are wrong, just like a single, unmarried person has to say no to certain desires and things like that. One way or another, there is wholeness, there is life, there is freedom in Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Well, why would you say every believer should take the time to watch this film in his image?
Every believer absolutely needs to take the time. Number one, because someone you know somewhere, family member or friend, is going to be struggling either with homosexual desires and attractions or with gender confusion. I have been waiting for months for this to come out because I have so many people that write to our ministry or just friends and family members and others dealing with these things in their children's schools, dealing with these things with a grandchild, dealing with these things with a husband, with a wife. So this is something we can't avoid. It is the great issue, not just morally, not just culturally, but with individuals in our generation. I have an older cousin, close to 70 years old, said, "I'm actually a woman," and does his best to change to be a woman. He's almost 70 years old. He said, "You have no idea what I've lived with all these years," and so on. Again, I'm hearing constantly. There's a friend of our family from years back, same age as our daughters. We lose track of her. Turns out she fell away from the Lord. Turns out she's living with this guy. Turns out that he's becoming she and she's becoming he. As a kind, we knew these people. So this is going to touch someone you love somewhere. That's one thing. The second thing is we have lost sight of what it means to be male and female. There's so much confusion in our society. We've been so brainwashed by the media presentations and Hollywood's version that we hardly even know how to live things out, or we know much less than we should. So everyone should see this just for the spiritual truth as well.
You know, one scripture that comes to my mind as it relates to what you're speaking of in relation to men is Joshua chapter 1, which is where God challenges his people to be strong and courageous. And, you know, the Christian life we're always called to live that way, strong and courageous, because of the opposition we're dealing with. And it takes courage, because otherwise it's easy to get scared off by some of the things you see sometimes in this world.
Yeah, and listen, when God began to burden me to speak to these issues and reach out to people, as I said, beginning in 2004, so there are others who had been at this for years and years before me, which is one reason I thought I wasn't needed. But the more that I addressed it, the more people would come to me. And to this day, if I'm asked to speak at a church, you know, "Dr. Brown, could you come and talk about can you be gay and Christian?" When the service is over, there's a line of people that want to talk to me. And there are people standing there weeping, waiting to talk to me and share their story. And I'm thinking, why'd they have to wait till I got here? Why wasn't there help already in the church? Why didn't they know where they could go? When I address moral, cultural issues and then specifically deal with this, I get thanked day and night from pastors and leaders say, "We didn't know where to go. We didn't know resources. We didn't know what to do." And with people coming to me individually, "Thank God that you're there. I'm nobody special. I just think it points to a great need." And here's the reality. Not everyone can be equipped to deal with very, very difficult issues. All we need to do is be able to point people in the right direction. So, of course, first to God and his word. But now, hey, watch In His Image, inhisimage.movie. Go there, watch that, and right there you have a resource. You can point people, be it scientific questions, be it theological questions, be it personal issues.
And, you know, I think of this, too, that it's good for our listeners to know, too, that not only can you watch the movie itself, but also there's a two-disc set that I just alluded to a minute ago that you can get that helps you give so many more resources that are available as well. I would encourage if you're wanting to get more background about this topic, you can partner with us and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. And keep in mind, the two-disc of In His Image, the two-disc set, has a lot of material. You can share the feature-length documentary with your friends and family and explore over 3 hours of special features on Disc 2 that include deleted scenes, extended interviews, and biblical answers to commonly asked questions. You know, to me, it's kind of like a seminary course, you know, to get the whole tool, the whole resource. And it's a wonderful tool to equip you, just as you alluded to, Dr. Brown, equipping you to be a better equipped vessel to help speak truth into people's lives.
Yeah, and there are people on that video, as we were putting together lists of people to bring on, there are people on that video from whom I've learned. That's why I suggested a couple of them were there. For example, Ryan Anderson, who's become quite an expert on the issue of transgender identity and written extensively on it. So he's on there. Or Dr. Michelle Critella, a pediatrician, and is an expert on the scientific issue. So these are people that I've learned from as well, resources that I've taken advantage of. And in fact, driving into the studio today, this is the very subject we were talking about. How do I get the second DVD? How do I get it for my ministry to send out to our people? Because it's going to be such a great resource, the two DVDs together.
That's right. That's right. Now, just briefly, I want to ask, would you touch on this? Recently, the Pope had comments on same-sex unions, and I'm guessing that's probably caused a lot of confusion. Would you respond to that?
Yeah, it has. Of course, trying to get to the exact context of the quotes. Thankfully, many other Catholic leaders have spoken up and saying this is contrary to the teaching of the Church and the teaching of Scripture. Culture may change. God's word doesn't change. There are eternal things that God has ordered that are right and that are wrong, that are not subject to culture. And the nature of marriage is one of those things. The nature of male and female is one of those things. And whatever good intent the Pope might have had from a human viewpoint, it's disastrous from a divine viewpoint. And in point of fact, the moment you talk about civil unions, you are legitimizing. And if you can have civil unions, why can't you have marriage? If you're going to recognize that. Otherwise, you have what you call civil unions for everybody. In other words, here's a man, and he's living with his aged mother, and they need to be able to see each other in the hospital. And great, you have all kinds of arrangements that take care of everybody. Just don't call it marriage. Don't call it anything like that.
That's right.
So whatever intent is behind it is wrong, leads in the wrong direction. Thankfully, many other Catholic leaders are speaking up in opposition.
Amen. Again, we're encouraging everyone to take time to watch InHisImage.movie, again, InHisImage.movie. And also, again, we invite and encourage everyone, partner with us to receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us spread the powerful message by, again, giving a gift of any amount for the two-disc In His Image DVD set. And remember, it includes the feature-length documentary itself, which you can watch and share with friends and family. But also, the 3 hours of special features are a tremendously valuable resource that can help you to get a lot more background and insight about this issue as well. Dr. Brown, any final words you'd like to share with our listeners about the movie?
Have hope. Have hope. Those who've been praying for loved ones, family members, hang on. Your prayers could be the lifeline to their salvation, their transformation. Keep crying out. God will answer.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown, for being with us today.
My joy.
Amen. Again, Dr. Michael Brown is the host of the movie In His Image. Hope you'll take time to be sure and watch it. Again, go to inhisimage.movie. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.